Hello!
Hi! Hi everybody, we're back with this time's Aura Talks. Hope you're still listening to us. This one's all about our all-women workshop crew.
Woohoo!
From dreaming to designing to facilitating to adapting to every context that comes our way. I think there's been a lot of major efforts gone into this. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was time that the workshop crew talks a little bit about what's been going on. But before that, I would love to introduce somebody, our special, special person called Valentine.
Hello. So, yeah, my name is Valentine, and I'm one of the most recent additions to the team. So I came to hear about this project because I've already worked with Sudi in the past, and I was meeting up with her. And I wanted to share things that had nothing to do with it. And she was looking at me with this intense look at her eyes, and she just pounced on me and was like, Valentine, we need to talk about a thing. And I was like, okay, tell me about the thing. And then she was like, there's this project and it's really cool and I have a vision, but you need to bear with me because there's like a long explanation. So yeah. Can I give it to you? Are you ready for it? And I was like, yeah, go for it. I'm all up for it. And then she explained it all to me. And the more I heard about it and the cooler it sounded, and even though I wasn't exactly sure how I could plug into this project, I was really aligned with what it was trying to achieve. And later on, I got a call from Dunby and we had a lovely conversation, and we basically came to the conclusion that I could help with designing workshops because that's something I'd done with Sudi in the past and that I like to do. So that's what I've been doing. I've been helping out.
And thank you, Valentine.
Yeah.
Valentine. Sorry. I'd just like to start with what was the origin of this workshop and how did it come about and how did we feel about it? So maybe Ahilia or Tina, one of you could start with it.
So I think that in the beginning, we were all trying to find a way to get people on board with the project, but in a way that wouldn't be like a presentation format where we are in front of a PowerPoint and, you know, pointing. And then we thought that in Auroville, the land of workshops, yeah. I think workshops would be the most direct way to get to the people and kind of show the passion of the project in a very, you know, dynamic sense. So I think that's how it kind of started. And it, from the get-go, we realized that we needed to make it interesting and fun and appeal to many different kinds of audiences. So I think that's pretty much what we did, no?
Yeah. I guess since we were kind of a new team in designing or facilitating workshops, we decided to start with law school students. Any take on why that was the best option?
I feel like when we were taking the survey, again, like they're super young and they don't really know what they can offer. And they're kind of like, insecure about that? Are they like skilled enough? And will people take them seriously? So one of our team members, German volunteer, Alina, she came up with this really cool idea. She wanted to have this workshop around unfolding your skills and getting to know your potentials. And that was our main motive, too.
And then it grew into this whole other thing.
Yeah.
I guess we decided to have law school as a first target audience because we had a need to bring the youth together to understand the project and have more help and support by the youth. And since we are the one that actually need a lot of support, it's a perfect platform for them to be in. And we wanted them to really be clear about what is the project and give us feedback that could help them and could help us. And
it essentially felt like a soft landing for us to start working on these efforts.
Yeah, and honestly, I think also one point was that since it was the first time for us presenting a workshop, it was an easier target audience because it was less intimidating and we had the chance to explore without fear.
Yeah.
So basically, after we did the workshop with law school, we got a lot of feedback and that changed the way we were approaching workshops. The next one that we did was probably at Youth Center.
Youth Center, yeah.
So maybe you could talk about what was the shift.
So with the Youth Center workshop, what was a positive and basically what started as a surprise, we were expecting quite young people from the YC network. And actually, we ended up with people, let's say the average age was in their 30s or something like that.
That's being polite.
Yeah. I'm visually impaired, by the way. So. They were very mature blurs. So. So basically, we had designed the workshop to make it quite accessible to the youth, with these two aims of getting them to understand, like in law school, what they could contribute to another person and to someone who's in a difficult situation, and also to make them understand that it's not by throwing a platform into the world that a change will happen, that it's also a shift that that needs to come from people as individuals about their perspective on what they have and what they need and all that. So, the surprise was that the people that showed up were older than we thought, but it actually went amazingly well. Mm-hmm. And there was one highlight, which I shared with Ahelia, where we had this activity, the real deal, happening at the end of the workshop. And it went so well. And people were genuinely connecting and taking really the time to talk to each other and taking the whole exercise very seriously. Mm. And people were discussing which dishes they were going to make for each other. Mm. And it was so cute. And yeah. Ahelia and I were looking at the whole scene. Yeah. And I was tearing up. I was like, oh my God,
it was like our work baby had just gone to college. It was like really sweet.
Yeah, dude.
And for who doesn't know what is the real deal is an exercise that we usually do at the workshop. That basically people have to write on a paper their offerings and needs. And after they've wrote it, they pinch it on a line and people can go around and see all the offerings and they can choose what they need and they can exchange with the real deal. So after that, they make a status that they're going to meet and they decide the date and they decide what they're going to do together depending on their needs and the offerings. And apparently, we've seen people and they actually did that. And I'm one of the person that received a massage with that. And I received French classes. So actually, real deals are happening. And yeah. It's the motivation that keeps on bringing us on this part of the workshop.
So it was pretty clear from the youth center workshop that actually mixed crowds yield much more interesting deals and much more interest from the people. And it was also interesting to note that many of the adults that showed up were part of services or efforts that were similar, like PTDC. There was
Devna.
There was Savi, Shivakumar from Savi.
Meeta
there
from the council, a.k.a. my aunt.
Yeah.
I dragged her there.
We could see clearly that a lot of people came because either they wanted to support youth or they were part of a service. And it made us realize that we shouldn't only focus on the youth.
Yeah, there was a very sweet, actually, sentence that many people that at their workshop said. That the reason why they decided to come, it was because they were very happy to know that the youth was bringing a project and they wanted to support us, which I find it is the best way to collaborate in our bit.
But moving on to the next workshop, I think it was the European workshop.
European
workshop. What was our focus there and what were we trying to do in that one?
So with the European Pavilion workshop, we were aiming to get all the volunteers on board because they're the ones, I think, that are really ready to get into projects in Oroville because it's all very new to them. And we were expecting quite a lot of people to come.
A lot.
But it wasn't as much as we thought. Yeah. There was about, 15 people or
15
so?
People,
they were
yeah.
all volunteers also.
And yeah, I guess it was disappointing in the beginning when you wait those agonizing moments and avoid those people who were there. But I don't know. I felt really nice afterwards.
Yeah,
something
it was,
shifted for me.
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone who was there was really interested in giving a lot of feedback.
Yeah.
So I think it was the workshop where we had the most feedback. And then something that came up was that we realized that a lot of people had an issue with the whole valuation part of the project where people have to actually give a valuation to their offering. And a lot of people were like, why don't we just, leave that to the side. Let's just give offerings for free. And so then we realized that we have to actually work on doing an exercise with people so that they can see why valuation is important in the first place and the kind of shifts we're making with how we see money instead of just a medium of exchange or how we can make our own valuation.
Yeah, it was always a little bit difficult for us to understand and also for us to explain to people how the virtual credits comes into this platform. It's easy to see the exchange of needs and offerings, but the valuation is a bit more complex and touches upon a lot more deeper roots, I think, linked to money. What came next, I think, Valentine, you were on a roll. Ready to talk about the African Pavilion one?
Yeah, so with the African Pavilion, we were trying to focus on the valuation challenge to try to figure out, using the input of the participants, which direction this could take. Shout out to Ahilia for finding like an amazing way to work on that.
Thanks, guys.
God, that was such a brilliant
idea. It was, yeah.
So maybe Ahilia, would you like to talk about the valuation walk which you created and saved all of us?
Oh, damn.
I would like to say also that she got sick that day and she came.
She still came. Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Such a touching moment.
So sweet. I love this team. Awesome.
So I was actually inspired by a workshop I had done. So I'm telling you, workshops and inspires other workshops. Yeah. And so it was an exercise that we did called the privilege walk, where we had to see how different ranges of privilege according to who you are. It's kind of hard to explain. But what we did with the valuation walk was that we got people to choose an offering and then all stand in a line. And then I would ask them questions. And if it applied to them, then they would have to take a step forward. So questions like, does your offering take up a lot of time? Is your offering emotionally fulfilling to others? Is your offering something that's requires a lot of material? And so these different kinds of questions to kind of realize where you stand. And then we saw this range, you know, someone who's offering a dance class might be coming in a little bit more ahead than someone who's offering just, you know, a singing jam session. So it was just nice to see the range and how it wasn't based on so much the whole monetary factor and how it's done, you know, in a capitalistic system. So.
But it offered some other ways of valuing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how did you guys feel after the African Pavilion workshop? I think that even though we tried a lot of things, and again, when people come, it's quite nice, but how did you feel after that?
So one thing we actually realized after finishing the session of this workshop is that there was a need to continue. And we actually had the need to come back to those people and keep them
engaged.
Yeah. And we realized that we had to actually bring this to a larger target audience, different target audience also. And so when we think of how can we continue with this project once the platform is launched, we thought that we could create a space where people can still come and do workshop and explore this new philosophy in a practical way. So how can we still be connected together and meet and explore and exchange between the platform and also between just workshop?
So in a sense, you're talking about a continued engagement and effort from all of your parts. And that feels quite nice to hear that you're motivated to go ahead. How do you feel personally about how you've grown through this? Because I have to say, I am so impressed, Ahilia and Tina, how much you've grown. I remember in the beginning thinking, oh my God, is this the team? We're all a bunch of teenagers. We're never going to take anything seriously.
Working even the people on didn't take us seriously in the beginning,
so
dude.
I think that I've seen a lot of growing and it makes me feel like a mama hen. I think Valentina and I talk about that often.
I feel like Ahilia and I make a really good team because like when I'm stuck up, she's always got my back, and when she's sick, like, I always got her back. Like, it's amazing, dude. We're very good as a team. And Valentine is like this person who is like always looking at the time and keeping everything intact,
worrying about all the things.
Yeah, dude,
worrying about. I'm a professional worrier. You just give me something to worry about and set me loose on it, and I'll just worry about all the things. And you don't have to do it. I'll do it.
But I think what the workshops gave us was like confidence most of all. Because we were in this space where we were presenting something. And I think for both of us, it was the first time facilitating in any kind of... And I don't think I've ever had people listening to me, so many people, and trying to be like, this is the idea that we're trying to do. And people were like, oh, really, you know? And so it was this really interesting space to be in, and also to be presenting something in somewhere I've grown up, where I haven't really been part so much of the community because I've always been in school. So to kind of be in the larger circle of everything that's going on in terms of, you know, experimentation and all of that was really beautiful to be part of. So I think that, yeah.
So I know that we're gearing up for a couple of more workshops maybe in the future, but there's one particular one I wanted to talk about, which is the working group workshop. I know that I'm personally working really hard to get them to be there, but how do you guys feel? It's been... I know we're growing confident, but how do you feel prepared for this?
Well, I won't be present, so... But... if I may say something, I think honestly, if like the challenge is to get the people to be there, right? But if they are there, at the end of the day, you're a bunch of Auroville youth working on an awesome project. And the people of the working groups are people who love Auroville and who are engaged in Auroville. So I have like this feeling that this could go really, really beautifully. I think it could really go really well. I'm quite optimistic about it. I don't know how you guys feel, but I think
it's just really a different sweet. Gear because now mm-hmm. we're not really talking to people that... Before it was students or, you know, it was a volunteer. So now it's people that are really in touch with how Auroville really functions. And so I think it's we're going to have to take our whole thing a step higher to know to have...
Taking it next level.
Yeah, next level. So we have more credibility and we really need to really be sure, you know, about...
And we have to be ready to get a lot of feedback.
A lot of feedback, yeah.
Questions.
I think that, honestly, the reason why the workshops was such a major effort was because this was the point where we really got feedback from people, and not just the kinds of people who are surrounding us, but people from all kinds of backgrounds, age groups, etc. One worry I do have is that Auroville is a very much a workshop induced society, if I can call it that. And I'm a bit worried about the carry forward, so... I'm hoping that in next week's podcast, where we will be inviting a couple of the participants of our different workshops, we can hear a little bit about how it was received and if this has any future of lasting in the... And basically just see from the other side how it's been received and if there's any scope of life. And if people are not going for it, I'm sure we will come up with different ways to get them engaged.
Exactly. For sure. Yeah. Adapt, overcome, improvise.
All right. Thank you, ladies. My favorite ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And ciao for now.
Ciao for now.
Or ciao cacao.
Solidarity.